Hello, everyone. Welcome to Her Life, Her Way podcast. My name is Sima Sathy, and I am your host. I love helping women build their personal brands to create impact in the world. Today's topic is how to influence people through your work. And for that, I will be interviewing someone very inspirational. Personally, it is someone that I admire and look up to for her work and her positive attitude. She is also someone who has overcome many challenges in her life as an immigrant Black woman and continues to achieve success and be a role model to many women in the community. Shelly Jarrett is a multi-award-winning entrepreneur, speaker, film producer, and women's advocate. She was also honored as one of the 100 Black women to watch Canada by Sibwe in 2015. Her image consulting company has helped numerous women achieve success. Her SMJ magazine is an online magazine that focuses on lifestyle and business. SMJ magazine rebranded as a multimedia platform, and they produced their first documentary, What About Us, which is now an award-winning film. The film was inspired by the Me Too movement and told the stories of 8 women from diverse backgrounds. But here is the thing. Shelly's journey wasn't easy. She arrived to Canada from Guyana, South America, and worked in the financial industry for 17 years before she lost everything and had to start all over again. In this inspirational interview, she shares her journey and how she continues to influence people through her work. Let's meet Shelly. So Shelly, when I was talking to you prior to this interview, you mentioned that you lost everything during the recession, including the job you were at for 17 years. Tell us about that moment. Like, what did you feel and how did you get back up?
Wow. Well, this was like in 2008. It was at that time, it was the financial recession. I had been in financial services for about 17 years. And at that time, it was probably about 10 years. And so everything was going fine. I had just purchased a brand new home about 3 years before that. And just in the middle of enjoying my home, enjoying my new car. And then everything came crashing down, similar to what's happening now. And so it was very, very hard on me. I was upset. I was sad. I was depressed. It was probably one of the worst times in my life that I can recall. My son had just started a university at McMaster. So there's just so much going on. But it was really, really, really a tough time. But with all that, funnily, as much as I was feeling depressed, it was the lowest point in my life, and that's when I met my husband. So
wow. Okay.
It's something, even though you're down and out, anything is possible.
Thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure many listeners are going through this because of the pandemic, and there are tons of, like, 47% of Canadians have lost their jobs. And so, you know, what you went through then is some people's reality, or many people's reality right now. So what were the steps that you took to get back up from that situation?
Well, when that happened, I had decided in my mind, I was like, now 2009, and I had decided, like, I do not want to go through this again. I just was working with the bank at the time, and it was pretty bad. Like I said, I was pretty much homeless, because when I said I lost the house, I had to sell the house, and the house was sold within 3 days. And I was probably the worst client for the agent, because I did not give up that house. Like, it was like a 2,500 square foot house. It was huge, you know, and so it was like my pride and joy. You could just imagine. At that time, I was a widow, because my first husband had passed away. And so for a woman, a widow or a single mother raising 2 boys, having your own home and having everything going, a new car, and then all of a sudden you wake up and everything is gone. It was like, the worst. But you know how I got back up, and like I said, it so happened, this is a little story here. I was going in, as fate would have it, I was going into the bank with the check. I had just gotten the check from the real estate agent. By this time, I was like down, but went into the, I met my now husband in the lineup in the bank when I was depressed. That just tells you there is hope. So I was going into the bank with that check I had just gotten, and you know, I was in no mood to be talking to anybody or dating anybody or anything like that. But as fate would have it, that's when I met him. And I'm pretty much, like I said, I had a month to move out of the home. I had to get another home. I moved into a home with my children, my sons. One had just gone off to university, and so it was pretty rough. But I decided then, that's not, I don't want to do that anymore. So at that time, my now husband, he said to me, "Well, why don't you? You have all this experience, you know. You've all this social work background. The skills are transferable. You've been in banking for 20 years, in financial service 20 years. Use all that experience. Why don't you go and do a retraining, a women's entrepreneurial course, retraining?" And that's exactly what I did. It was a 4 month course. It was in Oakville, and I enjoyed that course very much. And that's how I, and after I graduated from that course, I learned everything about legally how to run the business, everything. And that's how I started Image Consulting Company. And
So I wanted to ask you about that. Thank you for sharing this because this gives hope for many people, right? Even in the lowest moments, things can blossom. And it doesn't, it necessarily doesn't come in the way that you think because maybe you might be looking for another job, but you might be finding the love of your life, right? So it can happen in various ways. So your image consulting company, can you explain what is it exactly and how does it help women?
Well, because I have a love for fashion, and I thought with all the experience, and I still have my social work skills, I love helping people, I care for women, I care for all people, but mainly primarily women and empowering women. I wanted to work on the more uplifting part of social work, where I teach women how to build confidence, how to build their self-esteem. So I thought, with fashion, why don't I just dress women for success in the workplace? Because I myself was in between, well, do I find a job or do I start my own business? I didn't know. And I'm thinking, well, if I have all these skills, why am I looking for a job? Why not put this into, and I put myself in their shoe, and I said, well, how would I dress if I needed to go to look for a job? I have to dress well, I have to speak well, and try to be successful in that space I was in. And that's what I decided to do. I started doing workshops in the community, helping women, stay-at-home moms that wanted to get back out into the workforce, but they don't know how to do it. So I used all that social work skills back to what I love doing, and so I enjoy doing that. And so I would do workshops, and I would bring in the professionals, like the hairdressers and the makeup artists, and so give everybody an opportunity to shine in their profession, in their good, and so we all win together. So that's how I was enjoying the workshops that I was doing. I was consulting with the employment offices where women would go for jobs. I would consult with them. They would send the women to the workshops, and that's how I got.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And my next question to you is you shared your journey as an immigrant woman, like about you coming here and starting a life. So as an immigrant woman who had to start over again and again, because even after you've come here, you've
Anytime.
started again many times in life, what keeps you going? What are your tips for women who are probably trying to start all over again, especially during this pandemic where people might have lost their jobs since starting all over. So, I want you to speak to that woman that is looking for that hope and say, you know what, I've done this before. How many times do I have to do this again and again?
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's good to do it again and again because you become a professional at it. And that's why I enjoy what I do. The main thing is having a passion for what you love to do. D don't be afraid to venture out. always try to be around good people that would encourage you and bring out, because when I left the banking industry and that, and I don't know, because I have never done anything else other than being, so I had no resume. For 17 years, I've been in financial services. But my husband said to me, why don't you go back and use those skills? So you always have, and I never thought of it in that way. So we always have to have people around us that encourages us and pushes us to the next level and remind us what are the, some of the things that we love to do? What are you passionate about? And that is where you're going to find your purpose. And once you're operating in your purpose, you're not going to fail. Different things are going to come. It's going to be different, but you're going to always enjoy what you're doing because it's something you love to do, whether it's working with people or whether you're good with computers or whether you're good with the social media. Everybody have these skills, and I encourage people to always use your gifts and your talents, and this is where you're going to find your passion to do the things you love to do. Yeah, it may come in different ways. You may have to be raising kids now, and you can't do what you love to do right now, but that doesn't mean you won't not do it. You'll come back later and you will do it because you have a love for it, you have a passion. So it's always important to have positive people around you that's always encouraging you because within us, we know what we want, but sometimes life throws these balls at us that confuses us as to what do we need to do now, or I can't do this. Never say you can't because you can't, you know.
Absolutely. And there's a post that I posted maybe last week or so, something like start today, like if you don't start now. And starting doesn't mean, like you said, a woman, a mom with kids about launching her business tonight, but maybe even reading one inspiring article when the kids go to sleep, right? Just like that, small steps. The world is rebranding, so why not us as well, right?
Exactly. And even now with this pandemic, I see opportunities in it. I don't know what others see. Yes, some days it's been a strain on us staying home, being self-isolated, but it's important to self-care is very, very important. You sleep well, make sure you're eating the right foods that would build your immune system. We don't have to be depressed in this. I see so much opportunities. I see where you can have an opportunity to spend more time with your kids at home. Set up a little office in your home, a little space. It could even be right on your bed, but that's your space. And use it and start small. Start with something you love to do. If it's you love to do stories, I mean, the internet, all you need right now for a business is your smartphone.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's all, because we're always on
On
our
the phone,
smartphones anyway. Why not run the business from your smartphone? A
No,
smartphone and
absolutely.
internet connection, and you can have a business. You can do anything you want to do. So I really see this pandemic, this COVID, as a restart for women.
For sure.
Start. It's a shift, right? Whatever happened before, that's all gone. Don't even worry about that. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. It's a shifting. And so once you keep that in your head, this is my opportunity now to shine. Even in this confusion and this pandemic, and the main thing is trying to stay healthy.
Absolutely. Thank you. I feel like I'm listening to a motivational talk on the, in the morning, so it's good.
It's lived experience. We're all in it together, and past experience, and it's awesome.
Thank you. So let's talk about your brand, because I'm very in love with brands and building brands. So, and you have won multiple awards and ran some successful ventures, including a film that you released. You have built a phenom- you know, congratulations. You have built a phenomenal profile for yourself, and this work has influenced many women to do better in life. What does influencing truly mean to you? And I mean, I know the new term influencer applies to people who are influencing people to buy products online, but let's talk about the old term influence, the term used to describe women like Oprah Winfrey and like yourself, women who have been influencing before social media days. How did you do that? And what was that world like? And how can we use those tools still in this current day?
Right. Well, for me, I'm very particular about my brand. I grew my brand through partnerships and collaborations because, as you know, you cannot do this alone. This is not a one-person thing. You have to meet out to people, but I am very careful with my brand. It's not everybody that I do business with. I love everybody, but I don't do business because I'm very protective in the sense that I am a person of character and integrity, and all what I do, what I put out, even in the magazine, we do stories. We don't cut and paste stories. We don't copy stories. We go visit the client. We go meet with the client. We have these real life stories. They're all authentic stories. And so that way we protect ourselves from, like being sued about something, because all our stuff is original. It's all original. It's all true inspiration. And so I position myself very well. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at my magazines.
Yep,
This
I
is now
did.
our about 28 or 29 issues, and we stay in our lane. We do image, lifestyle, business. In image, we talk about branding and what we're talking about right now. In lifestyle, it's so broad. It's arts and entertainment, beauty and fashion, health and wellness, faith and community. It's so broad. You could either find me on a fashion show, or you could find me at a concert, you can find me at a trade show. And so this is how we stay in our lane. Then you brand. How you brand is how you treat your clients, how you treat your customers, how you treat people. That's your brand. That's who you are. People connect with me more than they connect with my brand, because they know, well, when they see SMJ magazine, they know this is integrity. They're gonna do good stories. She's gonna do a good story, or her husband is gonna do a good story, because I do this business with my husband as well. So, so this is how I've built my influence, because I say what I mean and I mean what I say, and I pretty much stay in my lane. What I'm good at, my strengths, I stay with what I do best. I don't try to do other things or stray on the other side that I don't know the subject matter, and then I stay where my strengths are. And that's pretty much how I've built. But I said mainly collaborations and partnerships, and I'm very because when I collaborate with somebody, we all have to win together. It's like a marriage. We all have to have the same vision. What are you doing with your brand has to be similar with what I'm doing with my brand, and then we together, and you find you go back to that person, or they're happy to do business with you because of your integrity. It's all about integrity and how you present yourself.
Thank you for that. So I'm listening as a student. So as a student, this is what I gathered from you. Create original content, coming from you, from your experiences and what you think, instead of, copying or trying to do as somebody else, because that's somebody else's brand. So creating original content. And the second, what you mentioned, was character, how you live your life and how you treat people and your values and all of that stuff.
Honesty. Yeah, because in business, one of the most important thing is honesty. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. Don't say,
And I think over the years I've seen the perception people have about business owners change, because in the back in the day, I would remember when I was growing up, even my parents, everyone will be like, the person who people who do business, they are shady, or they're corrupt, or they're money hungry. But recently, I think there's a lot of transparency with people, how they do business, more accountability. And I think a lot of people want to be in entrepreneurship because there's a good image building that has happened in entrepreneurship. So character is something that you said. And the third one you said was building relationships through collaboration. Like even right now, like I'm so honored you said yes to come on my podcast, because I know the things that you have achieved. And it's about who you associate with, and if you have aligned with what they're doing, so then the collaboration is a win-win for
And
both
it's a
people.
win-win for all.
Okay,
Mostly,
thank you.
absolutely.
My next question to you is this: if there are listeners thinking, I want to build a brand where I can influence people, what skills should they acquire? Like for somebody that's thinking, I'm so lost. I don't know what skills that I need. What are the first steps they should take? Let's take a woman, for example, who is working in a 9-to-5 office job. She's like, I've had it. There should be more to life. I need interaction with people and I want to do something purposeful. Where will she start and how will she build her profile? Like maybe the first beginning steps that if you could kind of tell people.
Again, it's important to always like to stay around positive people. That's the first one of the first things that encourages you to because we all have skills, we all have talent. Sometimes we realize them very late in life, or it's good when you can realize it early. So that means, stay away from negative people because they would kill your dreams. You may have a dream, you may like baking cookies, for example. And so you'll be around people that like your cookies.
Yeah.
So they'll encourage you to keep making them, not be around somebody who will say, well, oh, you're always making cookies and they're not even good anyway. You get that as well. So it's important to always try to develop your skills. There's a lot of networking events. Eventbrite puts out a lot of networking things that you can go to. You
Yeah.
meet people, you talk to people, you tell them what what you do. You maybe make some cards, or now because of the environment and all this paper in the environment, you just take a Snapchat of somebody's card or
Yeah.
somebody's information, you have it right on your phone. And so you talk with these people and and find out how you can build on your skills. And you start small, like I said. There's so many programs online. Anything you need to do, you just Google it.
Yeah. Yep.
If I want to be this, how do I start? And Google will tell you.
Yeah.
So nobody should really be failing in life because all we're so information overload.
Yeah.
There's information out there. You just have to be confident enough in yourself. And sometimes for some women, confidence building could be a challenge because
Yeah.
of many experiences, domestic violence, childhood
Absolutely.
experiences, different things. So it's good to be okay with yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Just like take one step at a time, one task at a time. Like I said, try to always believe in yourself and believe in who you are and what you're about. And this is all small, tiny step that you can take towards being what you want to be or doing what you want to do. There's always help.
Yeah.
There's always help.
Help. I want to thank you for mentioning that part about, building your confidence, and you mentioned certain things that could prevent you from doing that, such as childhood trauma and violence. So these are the things that I never heard when I would go to those motivational talks, like right when I wanted to do something, build my brand, because everybody who was these motivational gurus, they come from privileged backgrounds, and their target audience were more privileged people. So it was like one glove fit all was the talk about if I can do it, you can do it. And here I am, a girl that, who came to Canada as a teenager and grew up in low income and who was surrounded by violence. And my first step was trying to get out of that circle, but these are my friends. And you said, how they will kill your dreams, but my friends could kill people because, it was gang violence, right? That's what I grew up in. So trying to get out of that and then listening to this one other extreme of people that who have not even experienced one ounce of
It's
your,
confusing, yeah.
it's
And you come home and you
confusing.
beat up on yourself, yeah.
Yes. So thank you for that, because now this is what I want my listeners in my podcast to see, that just because it worked for somebody else doesn't mean it's going to work out the same way. You need to tweak it. Maybe you need to heal from something from your past to get where you are, and that's okay.
And that's one of the reasons why I made the documentary. Again, I am tapping into my skills. I have this side of me. Actually, I wanted to be a lawyer, but I thought, going into social work might be easier. But because I'm a caring, loving person, that's just who I am. And so I did the social. So as much as I went into financial services, I was still servicing women and families, right? And so I would say for the past 20, 25 years, it's always about women empowerment, but in different areas. It doesn't always have to be the negative side of things. I thought when I did social work at that time, I was much younger. When I heard, I counseled a woman on the weekend and she went back with her spouse by Monday, I'm confused. Like, why would you get beaten up and go? But I did not understand as a young woman, I did not understand the cycle of violence.
Violence, yes.
And so it takes 4 or 5 times of a woman being hurt,
Abused, yeah.
abused before she really decides to leave. It's not
Yes.
always easy to leave
To,
because
yeah.
everybody's situation is different. You have to leave when it's safe for you, and
Yeah.
safe means different things to different people. So
Yeah.
those dynamics I did not understand. So I ran away from that area, to be honest. It was so dark.
Yeah.
But I always went into the positive side of it, you know, after they're out of the shelter and they want to build their life, and that's the part I took up. Understands both sides of the spectrum, but I pick the side that works better for me, that I feel I can function, can support a woman a lot better with positive things. And so that's why when Me Too broke in 2017, I had no idea of what Me Too was, because remember now I had left that stuff. I was working in financial services. It's all about money and having money and feeling empowered, that stuff. And so I felt a sense of obligation having a media platform that I really needed to tell stories in our community, in our marginalized and racialized communities, that these things were happening, but nobody is speaking about it. Women are afraid to speak about it. And I said, oh my gosh, I got it. As much as this is in the mag. So one of our writers, we asked her to go into the GTA and find some women that had these experiences. And when she came back with the articles, and I saw these 5 women from all different backgrounds. And we did that on purpose, because we're a diverse magazine anyways. So we wanted to speak to diverse women from all backgrounds to know that this doesn't just happen in one community. It happens across cultures, social economic areas. It's not rich person, poor person problem. It's a gender problem. And so I said to my husband, oh my gosh, I don't know where we're going to find the money, but we have to do a documentary. Be on the big screen. This cannot just be on print, because it needs more people to hear these women's stories. It really, really touched me. It brought me right back to when I was dealing with this stuff, and I thought, oh my God. And this is how I produced the documentary. I spoke to the women. I said, oh, I know this is in print, but how would you like to tell your story on the big screen? They all agreed, and that's, we just got lucky. They told their stories. Yeah, we did the documentary, and now it's an award-winning
I
documentary.
know.
I could not
Congratulations.
believe it. Thank you. Never been to film school, but this all life experience, of course. And if you have a vision, you have a goal, just go for it. Just take a risk. You don't know. It may end up good. And for me, I had support, of course. I didn't just, we work as a team, but in this respect, I'm just trying to show how I use the same skills that I have over the years. And it's a new era. It's a new time now. You can still use your skills. So your skill stays with you forever.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that again, because I felt like I was like it was like a deja vu for me, because I worked in the banking industry for 5 years, and then I went into social services, and I've been there for 11 years, and then I fell in love with media, so that was my part-time job as a TV host, producer, director, and I filmed a documentary 2 years ago in Sri Lanka with about three women. And about how they survived the war, and that's in post-production right now. And I'm funding the whole film, so I understand how that feels. And Shelley, I don't know what to tell you. It's almost like, you were meant to be my first guest, right? In
Oh, you sound like my sister right there. Like, oh my gosh, we have so much in common. It's
Yes.
unbelievable.
And what
Unbelievable.
and
Your
my brand
social
is about
background.
for my brand is about women, and how to help them build their own brands, right? So I think
Wonderful.
this is a beginning of a wonderful journey and a relationship that I can see for sure.
It's beautiful, yeah.
And I also see that, the topic today is about how to influence people with your work, and how you have done this is through your image consulting business and your magazine about telling stories and your film and just with your life and the people that you collaborate with. So thank you very much for doing this for the community and for the
Thank
world.
you.
And the next question I'm going to ask is not a popular question because it's like I'm a blunt person, and sometimes when I'm coaching clients or people, I always say not about just the do's, but I also say the don'ts. Please don't
Don't,
do
yes.
this. So, what other don'ts of influencing people when someone's saying, I'm going to build a brand, what would you see as don't, please don't do this because this is not going to work?
Right. First, I would say don't copy anybody else. You are an original, right? You can do it. You can do anything your heart tells you to do. Like I said before, make sure you have positive influencing people behind you, encouraging you, supporting you. And, don't try to copy what somebody else is doing. That's one of the things I see in business, and it's happened to us with the magazine. We've had many people try to do what we're doing, but they can't, because whatever I get, it comes from the Lord. It comes straight into my spirit. It's inspiration. So it's not going to work for you because I'm the one that got it. Like, got the inspiration to do it. It's like, for me, it's an assignment. So just try to be your own self. I see a lot of people following people like, oh, she's doing that, so I try to do it. And they mess up because it's not their calling. Try to find what your calling is. And once you find your calling, nobody can have your calling. That's designed specifically for
For
you.
you.
And you will be successful. Stay in your lane. Do the things what gives you passion, what makes you feel good, because this life is about being kind, being good to one another. Look at what we're experiencing now. Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy. And if you don't understand yourself well, you could be get lost in all the confusion right now. Because, I'm not, just imagine sometimes even me with all the experience and that, the guy, sometimes I wake up and I said, what is going on? I get confused myself. Like, but because, I'm a very prayerful person, and I'm a Christian woman, I'm very prayerful, and I do my own meditation and things like that. So I get back to myself very quickly, even if I stray a little bit. We all have our good days and bad days. It's good to have support. Yeah, to have support. So people that understands you for who you are.
So we're wrapping up now, and what are your last words for the listeners? What would you like to leave them with? People for the Her Life, Her Way listeners.
Okay. Again, I would say, like, follow your dreams. Like, it's very important. Follow your dreams. Take care of yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself, right? Take life like one day at a time. And try to, each day you get up, you do something good towards getting where you need to get to. It may take you many, many years. It may even take you 10 years, but that's okay. Be kind to yourself. And try to be a whole person so you're good for your family. Because if you are not good for your family, then the whole family tears apart, right? And usually a woman is the one that, she's the caregiver. She holds that family together. She's the queen of that house. And if you're broken and can't take care of your family, then you're no good to anyone. So I
Absolutely.
would say, be kind to yourself. And always think positive. There's always good things on the other side.
The way we view the world, or the way we view this situation, we can try to
Yeah.
find positive things. And Shelley, thank you so much for this interview. I really appreciate it. And I'm so glad that I met you as well. Your contact information will be in the show notes. So listeners, you can just click the show notes, and if you want to reach out to Shelley, you can. And or on my Instagram, I'm going to be promoting this podcast. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I hope that you found a lot of inspiration from this interview, like I did. And it is not often that we meet people that change our lives with their stories. And Shelley is someone that who has done that for me. So I hope that you were able to find her lessons and her tips and strategies useful and to apply to the world that you live in your business or in your personal life. Until next time, this is Sumusathi, your favorite host. Bye bye.